you believe in click it or tick it?
Hello and welcome to the special 1992 edition of Click It or Tick It. I'm Pete Martino. The song hadn't even come out yet.
No, I think it came out in like 96, 97, I think.
Still, it's the 92 cast.
Oh, yeah. Fourth grade Glenn loved this shit. Oh.
Did he just say she goes down on me?
Yeah.
That that's... Okay.
The song's all about railing coke and blowing each other.
Why is he complaining then? What's wrong with
her? Oh, because she's like a huge bitch when she comes down from coke.
But in the meantime, it's a big
party.
Oh,
no, it's a fuck fest. It's great.
You think your bullets can hurt him?
No.
Oh, the South Park tonight was incredible.
Oh, really?
Oh, I wasn't even aware it started.
Yeah, no, I wasn't either. It was alerted to me by junior producer Alyssa. But it's about how they go to see WWE SmackDown or Raw or whatever it is, and they love it. And they're like, oh, man, wrestling's awesome. Let's sign up at school. And they show up, and the guy's like, that's not real wrestling. Real wrestling's like this. Get in the starting position. He like puts them on all fours and stuff. And they're like, oh, this is gay. Like, we're out of here. And the wrestling coach, the whole subplot is he's going nuts the whole episode about real wrestling. and then they have their own backyard wrestling, and it just devolves
more and
more.
Oh, yeah,
that
was from last season.
Was it?
Yeah. Because then they put on like a theatrical-type play thing.
Yeah, it's just more and more. It's all about acting. They're like, oh, he's wrestling great. And it's like singing.
Yeah, and at the end, like, the real wrestlers come out.
Yeah, so
and
I
like,
just
they
saw
say,
it.
Yeah, they say to the kids that the kids took their jobs, and the people in the crowd are like, what? Yeah. Like, they get all angry.
Oh, they do that again.
Yeah. Oh, but the whole town gets invested in their subplots about how like they're all married and Cartman's addicted to abortions and stuff.
I have not seen that one.
Oh, yeah, no, that was...
I had never... Yeah, I had neither.
That
was
either, like,
was
the third to last or the second to last episode, I think, from last
season.
Now
it's not interesting.
Yeah, I know. How topical of you. No, but I'm pretty sure the new... Now, it might be another while, because I know they do every 6 months, they do 10 episodes or whatever it is, or 8 episodes,
well,
or 7 episodes.
It's gotta
six episodes.
It's gotta be coming.
You are not involved. Please get out.
Okay, Ryan.
Well, Glenn's all up to date. Glenn's all up to date with the South Park because he's a college student.
Oh yeah, I started school yesterday.
College. But you're in college. You're in college. Surely other people are always telling you what you have to do, right? I mean, you don't.
No, they keep telling you about the real world.
So you don't have any options about what you get to do as a person in college.
No, I'm pretty locked down. They're just berating me about how...
But what if you wanted to do something?
I couldn't, man.
Even though you're in college?
No, the man's getting me down. And actually, no, I... Oh, God, Ryan.
You were so on the ball the other night, Ryan. You were dropping...
I'm in college. I am allowed to do whatever I want.
I'm in college. I'm allowed to do whatever I want.
I was crying. I was crying real hard.
I know. I was just making eye contact with you because I didn't want to, like, stare at Ryan. I gave him the first try, and then I would try to move it along. But, yeah, no. People keep telling me about how the real world is going to crash down on me and this big party that they call college is going to be over.
But in the meantime, it's just like every college movie. I mean, there's at least 20 supermodels.
Yeah,
how many toga parties are you going to this week?
There's like 18 toga parties. There's only going to be 60 kegs at all of them each individually.
That's only going to last you until Wednesday.
That's not enough beer. I'm like Andre the Giant. I need my own fucking keg.
And then the football team's going to show up and they're going to yell, "Where's the beer?"
Yeah, and then they're going to hang a few nerds by their underwear on like coat hangers or
nerds
something.
Nerds fucking know
code
better.
Hookers. So, any pretty ladies and or cool bros in your class?
Yeah, I've been trolling for dudes. So
yeah, well, that's what you're in the market for.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are great and all, but I want someone I can actually
Glenn,
who gets me.
That's really inappropriate.
I
that's
want
what,
something
that's
else to get me through this.
We'll get some decent-looking dudes.
There you go.
Yeah, no. No, I haven't really been... I don't know if I should say on the cast. No, I met a chick in physics yesterday.
All right.
It's pretty hot. Pretty cute.
Good for you. When
nice, tall, blonde
chick. When do we get to meet her?
I need to, try to put my penis inside her first before I would even dare show her to you two fucking
disgusting
pieces of human garbage. Yeah, exactly, Ryan.
Why don't we... Well, all right. You know.
No. I'm kidding.
Is she from Canada and she's your girlfriend?
Yeah, she actually lives on the American side of Niagara Falls.
Oh, okay.
She's right next to... She can throw... She's a stone's throw away from
but
Canada.
But she could come... She's going to come down for prom.
Hopefully.
Can
you... You know...
Who are you taking, Nick?
Well, actually, you know that since I do the loudspeaker announcements every morning.
Hey, great. I did that in high school. Fuck you.
No, but since I do that every morning, there's a
in 1992.
It's really cool because I get to put on I get to put on some music and everyone gets to kind of know me. And I'm not one of the popular kids, but I'm kind of cool because I'm like a celebrity ish for the
I like the idea that like they always show like you'd be sitting there all day. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Like when they show
never
the school like the PA like radio guy. Yeah, you never have to go to class. You just get to like hang out and spin records. You have like your own office. It never makes sense to me.
And, there's this really cute girl who's been working
okay with this.
No. I feel like they're the ones who okayed it because it's like they hear his voice all the time. You know, in between every class, they know he's not doing.
Yeah, they're doing
else.
Attendance, and they're like, "All right, where's Nick?" And then I'm on the loudspeaker.
It's like
spinning some tunes for all you Wildcats out there, Westridge Mont High.
It's like welcome back, Westridge. Like, nice to see you.
I bet you all had some crazy summer breaks tanning those hot bods.
And this is like every single period.
And it's like September, but it's like, but remember to vote on the prom theme, which will be coming up in 10 months.
Yeah, voting
but
on
for the- all of our viewers in an hour and a half.
Voting on the prom theme is like my favorite.
You're always
thing.
That guy in the party scene who isn't like necessarily with a chick. He's just like always captivating a room of people and is by the keg.
Yeah, people are interested even though I have nothing to say.
And you have to wear sunglasses a lot. Well, that's what you do. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah.
Probably a flannel shirt.
I do. You're absolutely right. Yeah, there's like, he's always commanding an audience no matter what. They like set him up. It's like, he's like the cool guy with all the charisma. You know, it's like all the ladies want him, but he can't pick one.
Because the school announcement radio guy in those shows is always such a secondary character. Like when the girls who are at the center of the movie show up at the huge fucking house party that the cops would have busted up hours ago, they'll show some setting the scene shots. They'll cut around the room, you know, like the stoners are getting stoned and the skateboarders are skateboarding and like the rappers are like
that's my group.
Are like rapping
the rappers,
and there's a lot of overlap.
No, you lay down the beatbox and then you get on the mic every once in a while.
And then it'll cut to
and I have that big compelling scene because like I'm the only white guy in the group and you know I'm gonna have to do the rap at the open mic night.
Palms are sweaty.
Everyone's impressed at your skill.
Mom's spaghetti.
And then everyone goes nuts after a moment of silence.
Yeah,
at the end of the rap.
Well, because we're also, we didn't know, we misjudged you.
Exactly.
Just by we judged the book by its cover, and we all learned that you need to read at least through the footnotes. And
yeah. Well, no, we actually learned that you can rap even if you can read, which is usually counterintuitive.
Well, so you put the E in rap.
Rave.
In those setting the scene shots, they would cut to the morning announcements guy, like in the kitchen by the drinks, with like three or four people around him, all laughing at a joke that he told. But you don't hear him say.
Yeah,
the
you
joke.
Have a drink in your
hand. All you hear is the music or something. It's like setting the scene.
Well,
shot.
That
you know
and you might hear the punchline, which is like, so I told him, whatever you do, don't touch that poodle. Like,
and everyone like loses
and then
their
he has
shit.
Like the drink in his hand. Yeah.
And then when the one of the girls like does something embarrassing and the record scratches and everyone in the party goes silent and looks at them, the radio guy will like kind of laugh and then put the music back on.
No, he'll
or something.
Yeah, and then
something like
it'll
that.
Be quiet though. He'll have like a zippy one liner.
Yeah,
you know, it's like, do I have to do everything around here? And then it's like, no. He like puts the music right back on.
Like, whoa, big mistake. And then like, it's not even.
There are never jokes, but people are like, ha, 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 he's like, the man.
Woo!
I just love that idea that he's like he has his own office and that's all he does all day.
The radio dude.
He's never in class. And then at graduation though, it still shows him. He's wearing like headphones to graduation.
Yeah, no, he's like in the booth announcing graduation.
Yeah, and he's like, hold on, I gotta get down there and graduate. Like Wildcats forever. And then he'll run up with like headphones on and like I don't know, Green Day painted on the back
he would
of
have
his
to have
gown
a,
or something.
He would have to have a speech ready, too. And at the end, after giving like a moving speech, he lifts up his gown and just like flash the crowd because he's not wearing pants.
Yeah.
But it's endearing because they all love him. And think
but he's a goofball. He's
yeah,
the
exactly.
goofball. Exactly. That's what he's there for. And then like the two you know, love interests that came together will like make out on the podium or something. And everyone, including the parents who will be applauding. And
yeah.
The music will swell, and then they break up their first semester of college.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they describe that Animal House style when they do that, like...
And then Starship Troopers starts.
Yeah, you know, they show, like, well, this couple, they show, like, a still frame, they, like, explain what happened.
Oh,
yeah. They have to do that. That's a great teen
I still
movie thing.
No, because
dude went to college,
then
graduated, then did nothing except for some shitty podcast.
And Glenn is studying Chinese democracy.
Yeah, I know. It's, I mean, it's tough because...
Because
it's,
Axl it's Rose, really, I hear, is a tough
professor. It's really hard to separate late Guns N' Roses from early Guns N' Roses in my mind, you know? And I'm really
For
just...
For me, I, not my mind so much, in my heart.
Yeah, I know, but I'm supposed to just look at this one record, which is really hard because I love everything Axl Rose has ever done, even that song he wrote Nigger in, and Slash got really pissed off because he's half black.
Yeah, what was that one called?
What was that song? You don't you heard about that, right?
Oh God,
I heard about it when you mentioned
MTV like got in the middle of it. They're like, Slash, how do you feel about the N-word being in one of your songs? He's like, wait a minute, what? That's fucked up. Like, he knows I'm half black. What a piece of shit.
Oh, he didn't know that it was in the song?
No.
Yeah, but that was part of Axl Rose's whole persona.
That he could
like,
just drop it.
Well, he was like a hick, hateful dude.
Yeah. And so, like, MTV got
I thought
he
was from the jungle.
Welcome to the jungle.
He moved to the jungle.
Was that all a metaphor?
Yeah, for, like, moving to the city. Moving to, like, the red light But he had already assimilated himself.
I want to watch you, please.
You know where you are? You're a click of your ticket, baby.
You're going to die. Click of your ticket, baby. You're going to die.
So is Axl? So is Dr. Roxo, he's what, like a third Axl Rose?
I think he's mostly David Lee Roth.
Yeah, he
oh,
like
really?
Is David Lee Roth. Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was supposed to be part like Kiss.
Oh, no, no. Part. He's like all David Lee Roth.
Yeah. There's got to be, he's got the face painting thing.
No, Eric told you that story, or were you not there on that? Yeah, I think you were there for that podcast.
I listened to all
yeah,
of
yeah, where he was, Nirvana was playing, and Kurt Cobain was like a big David Lee Roth fan.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, he like wanted them to get up on stage with him or something. He's like, he was like really wasted. He's like, you gonna let that wetback play guitar instead of me? And then he passed out on the stage.
Kurt Cobain?
No, David Lee Roth.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
You gonna let that wetback?
And then he's saying goodbye Snowy Road or whatever it is.
Goodbye Snowy Road.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, Dr. Roxo. Fuck yeah. We need some Dr. Roxo drops.
That's true. That's
Ryan?
Certainly true.
Yeah. David Lee Roxo.
I guess that makes sense. Was David Lee Roth, but Dr. Roxo was Jewish growing up.
Pretty sure David Lee Roth is, too.
David Lee Roth is Jewish.
Yeah. Because he was a hick.
No, that was Axl
Rose.
Oh, God, all right, now
David
I'm
David Lee Roth was like, loaded. Okay. His parents, like, he was, like, well-to-do. He was just, like, a spoiled brat.
And now he's a martial arts expert.
Yep. Yeah,
he was really good at doing, like, scissor kicks and shit. And pointing to Van Halen enthusiastically during guitar solos.
I could do that.
And dancing, just... Well, I don't know. He could do some silly shit. You're also not like 5'7" and have
that's true. And
locks.
I have self awareness too. So yeah. I would probably
this video was banned from MTV because you could see my junk through my jumpsuit.
A jumpsuit. Who introduced that? Who introduced the jumpsuit into like Western music?
I don't know, but I fucking dig it. I dig it.
I see you're peeping the
oxtails.
Yeah,
I'm peeping at the oxtails. I'm chomping at the oxtails bit here. I'm chomping at the oxen bit.
Well, I got one other thing I want you guys to guess first.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is some important shit.
Yeah, Anne Hathaway's hot. Can we move along?
No, this is a guess the state here real quick.
All right, Arkansas's hot. Can we move along?
All right, fine. Fuck you. We don't do
Arkansas
it.
Arkansas is pretty
we'll do,
hot.
We'll do one.
Oh, that was a question on Jeopardy last night that I nailed immediately. It's like... What, like, single-name state has, like, a whole, like, the name of a state inside it, like, entirely in order? And, and my mom was like, what is it? I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? It's Arkansas. There's Kansas right in it.
West Virginia.
Yeah, that's what she said, West Virginia. I'm like, they said one word, like, explicitly. One word.
Georgia.
Yeah, how about North and South Dakota? Like, why don't you shut the fuck up? I should have hit her, right?
What about...
People in India would have let me hit her.
You could say Min...
What is Arkansas?
Arkansas.
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 Oh, I was just asking. I was asking.
What is it?
I was answering in the form of a question.
Well, we thought you were just
Jeopardy.
Really dumb. We thought you were really
Jeopardy.
Stupid.
Jeopardy.
You can understand how we thought you were really stupid, right?
It was Jeopardy.
He was never good at geography, ladies and gentlemen.
Should we put that to the test?
Yeah.
Oh, can we please have a geography contest between Glenn versus Pete?
What am I going to do? Ask you state capitals or something?
No.
I don't see where the discussion
comes
in.
That might be fun.
There's no discussion.
Yeah, that might be
crazy.
Not
for the listener, but...
Yeah, but there's going to be a lot of shit talking because I... No,
we'll do it
go.
Off the air. We'll sit, we'll turn off the mics, and we'll do it, and I'll let you guys argue and argue and argue, and then we'll turn the mics on mid-argument.
Let's go international fucking geography.
It's not the time for dick measuring.
Well, what's the capital of Azerbaijan? Let's see if you remember
three episodes. We already did this.
Do you remember?
It was like three words long.
No, you're obfuscating and you're wrong.
Oh, God.
I don't remember.
It was Baku, guys.
Baku.
My brain is, I'm not going to learn anything new. My brain is already solidified.
Yeah, I already have.
It's already hardened
into this. I already
have
a fucking GPS in my goddamn head, right? You guys want to know where we are right now?
See, you have a good GPS, but I have a good.
All right. Well, let's settle this. Let's settle this. All right. How about the winner?
Rand McNally.
You have a MapQuest
brain.
Brain. I have a GPS.
All right. How about the winner? This gets. We'll do best out of five.
Free beer
or
for
first,
life.
First to
I
three.
Agree.
Pete and I both agree we should get free beer for life.
Okay, that's on Ryan. He's making it happen.
What does the winner get?
All right, I was going to say, right. I see what you did there.
Hey, again with the words.
Heroin.
Hey.
Again with the words.
Again with the face.
Well, I was thinking, all right, first to three win by two. The winner gets 30 seconds uninterrupted to do a pro wrestle styling, like, shit talk of the loser. And anyone they feel like, really, just yell.
I feel like it should the loser should have to do a 30-second apology in a wrestling voice.
Oh, okay. Well, how about we do both?
All right. The winner. Yeah, okay.
All right.
All right.
1992 wrestler, of course.
All right, well, here we go. Ryan, you keeping score?
That's a thumbs up. That's good radio, right?
Okay.
Doink and Dink are both heavily encouraged.
All right. I'll try to make them tricky.
I might pull out the blue meanie. So, like,
all right. Draws. What is the capital of Vietnam?
Oh, I thought we were guessing the state. Oh, we're actually having
it's
the geography.
States. Oh, all right.
Do you want to do states instead?
No. I wanted to do international because the Americas is too easy. Capital of Vietnam is, why is this taking me so long? It's Ho Chi Minh City. And then they changed it to,
Are you making multiple guesses here?
I'm trying to think.
How are we going to do this? Because if one person guesses it right away.
Pass. It moves to the next one.
Okay. All right, well, so Glenn is.
No, wait. Hold on. They fucking.
How about first person to get three wrong?
Ooh.
Okay.
We'll do that. We'll do that. We'll keep going until one person gets on right. It's like a shootout.
It's an endurance round. Yeah,
it's like
that.
A shootout. Cash cab.
There you go. Three strikes and you're out.
All right. So
cash cab.
We'll start again. And we'll start with Glenn.
Let's move on.
Okay.
How about Haiti?
Oh man, Port-au-Prince.
And I know that's right, even though this is
that's like the only one I. Yeah.
I only know that because I played that. Pirates of the Caribbean game. It was just called Pirates, but then right when they released Pirates of the Caribbean, the movie, Disney bought it right before they released it, even though it had nothing to do with Disney at all.
It's not just from you turning on a TV.
No. Oh, no, Nick. All of my knowledge of the Caribbean.
I also say Port-au-Prince, so neither of us got us wrong.
No. Right,
well,
now it's your turn
to not get one wrong.
Oh, now I got you.
All right. We'll do one of comparable difficulty. You get
Guadalupe.
You get Sao Tome and Principe. Go. No.
The lesser Antilles,
that, how
go.
Cool would
the
that
answer,
be?
Of course, is Sao Tome.
The greater Antilles, go.
All right.
The Leeward Islands, go.
Sweden.
Man, I'm pretty bad at this. Sweden.
What's this shit just got real?
Yes, it did.
I have two in my head, but oh, goddamn.
I don't know.
Does the other person have to get it right for it to count as a wrong answer?
Or does it pass on to them?
What?
Ryan's shaking his head no. Does the other person have to steal to... How about you can steal to erase one of your strikes?
I like that.
All right, okay. I like making up the games as we go along, our poor listener.
I don't fucking know.
All right, I can I steal?
Yeah, but you don't have any wrong.
I know. It's between Oslo and Stockholm.
I can break that tie without looking.
I was going to guess Stockholm, but like I don't know if that's the fucking capital.
But you get a strike for not.
Yeah.
You might as well guess. Do you want to see your...
Yeah,
well, now that I named both, that doesn't fucking count.
I already knew Stockholm.
What? Are you serious? You fucking passed. You can't.
Yeah, I passed.
It's like, well, now that you listed the...
Hey, the game master gave me the option. Don't get angry at me.
No, I was...
Don't direct your fucking anger.
Nick, you were too lenient.
Don't hate the player.
No, Glenn did remind you of the term. So, but all right.
I'm going to go Stockholm.
Which is right, but you're... All right, so strike one for Pete. Strike one for Pete. All right. Yeah, but you have a chance to erase as soon as if Glenn goes wrong.
It goes back to him then because I just got one right, right? Or no?
No.
I got to answer.
No, because otherwise right. The pressure's just on.
The heat is on.
All right.
Lay it on me.
Let's do... This is tough here. Because I want to make it reasonable, but still challenging. Australia.
Oh.
It's a good one, right?
Yeah. Oh God. Okay, I'm gonna have to list through all the cities in my head. It's not Perth. I don't think it's Sydney. Oh my God. It's not fucking Sydney. I'm just gonna have to say Sydney.
And that is incorrect. Yeah.
Pete,
can you erase your blemish?
Carson City, New Jersey.
And that's correct. No, it's Canberra.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Harder than
yeah.
All right, well,
I wonder if it's nice there.
Oh, Ryan, have you been? Ryan's
why did they why head. Did they pick an Aboriginal name for their fucking capital?
All right, Pete, how about Chile?
Conquistador.
That's not my actual guess.
Liberator. El Melchador.
No, that's two strikes for Glenn. Game over.
Fuck.
That's Number Wang.
Number Wang.
Chili.
Con carne.
That'd be the
Chili.
Coolest fucking name.
Con queso.
If you make this Peru, I'll get it. Throw in a Peru and I'll make it worth your while.
But your musical theater experience.
For Nick, do a French country after this, like a French colony, because this is Spanish colonies, and he did French in high school and I did Spanish. You know what I mean?
Well,
so I would definitely know this one, whereas Pete might not.
Okay, I can do that. I can do that.
Chile. What's a city in Chile? I can think of a city in Chile.
I thought you might know it from, because you liked Evita a lot.
That takes place in Argentina.
Yeah, but it's right next door.
Perón y Pinochet.
I thought you would, you know, research the...
Yeah,
the,
Pinochet
the
was a great dude. He was really good for Chile.
Well, can you do the capital of Argentina? Is that all right with you then? If you...
Oh, what the fuck?
No, I got Chile's question.
All right, Chile's his question. I just asked you, Glenn.
I can do the capital of fucking Chile when he's done not getting it.
Oh, yeah, and Argentina's too easy because I just mentioned Starship Troopers.
Yeah, exactly. I'm from Buenos Aires, and I say that's the fucking capital.
Johnny Rico.
Well
done. True pioneer of geography.
Rico's cartographers.
Any guesses?
Chile City.
Rico's frontline cartographers.
Glenn, can you
it's Santiago.
It is Santiago.
Look at
so
that.
It's two strikes to zero. All right. A French color for Glenn. Let's give you something for France. All right.
Oh, Betty.
Let's see. I wonder if.
Say.
Oh, okay. Are you sure you want any French colony?
I didn't say any, but you were going in the line of like, well, this is reasonable. But if you want to spice it up a little bit because Pete's way behind, that's fine.
Well, the thing is, these French ones are really tough.
All right, go for it. Lay it on me, brother. Not like fucking like yeah, I don't want like Guadeloupe or like French Suriname. Like, I don't want that shit. But
all right, Morocco.
Oh, my God. If I don't get this.
You'll have one strike is what will happen. I bet you Ryan knows.
All right,
knows
now
this
I need to brainstorm outwardly.
Yeah, let's if you can, if you're brainstorming,
Morocco.
Try to keep it external.
Right above Mauritania.
Because I was trying to give you, I was thinking of Cameroon, but I thought that was too tough.
Oh, man. Fucking hell. Are there any cities in Morocco? Now I have to work my way across the top of the coast. All right,
pretend you're playing diplomacy.
It's next to what? Not Angola. Algeria. Tunisia, Algeria,
oh,
Morocco.
Well, I know where all the countries are. I just don't know what their fucking
stupid cities
are. Oh, my
God. I have no idea.
The ants. Oh. Do you want to steal?
Whoa,
you almost got all the way through answer. That shouldn't count, Nick.
Yeah. Whoa. I'm not in law school yet.
Malacca.
Malacca.
The answer is Rabat.
I would never have gotten
Rabat.
Robot.
Okay.
This one's to Pete.
Should we do a different part of the world then, I guess? We've already hit South America, the Caribbean.
South America's my wheelhouse.
Hit up another sexy continent.
Should we go to Asia?
Let's
do it, Nick.
All right.
I'm bowing to you.
Dog comrade.
How about...
Broly.
How about North Korea?
It's embarrassing. I should know that.
prison number 275. the people's prison.
We were talking about China buying up debt earlier, and yeah. Glenn was on a roll.
We will buy up all of your prisoners.
I know Seoul is South Korea.
China will be number one prime Asian prison economy.
Your balls are to the bandsaw on this one.
I'm sure they are.
Can you give him a hint?
Pyongyang.
Oh, that's well.
That's it.
Well, that's a good hint.
Give him another one.
It'd be hard for him to miss that.
Give him another one.
I just want to get more wrong. All right.
No, it's like, no, I'm gonna go with something else.
Well, I answered. I cut you off. I ruined your turn.
You saved his life. Saved
okay.
his life.
I actually get a miss, but I already took one from you earlier, so I'm still even.
You're gonna be like Jackie Chan from Rush Hour 3, and you're gonna keep saving the life of the person you should be killing.
All right.
He's going to come back.
I don't remember Rush Hour. Rush Hour 3 to me was like Men in Black 2. It was like short, and I have no idea what the fuck was going on.
Rush Hour 3 didn't have a Baja Boys reference or whatever that was. Or
Who let the dogs out?
Yeah.
The Baja Man?
It was Baja Man.
Remember their advertisements when they were playing the music video for the Floppy Flyer? It was like a floppy. It was like a rubber frisbee that like wasn't hard plastic. It was just
floppy.
Oh, yeah.
Floppy. It would like wobble.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Yeah.
Who let their dogs out? And then it was like a big advertisement for their floppy flyers.
I was hoping.
Yeah, you never see an advertisement for Baja Blast, which is a delicious beverage available at your local Taco Bell.
You'd think they'd be like
Taco Bell. Think outside the bun.
You'd think they'd be the Taco Bell times here. Delicious Fiesta times here. Clear your ticket.
Drive through diet.
Yeah, you guys. Not only did they add another meal, which definitely, I mean, it's been scientifically proven that eating before you go to sleep is probably the best thing you can do aside from exercise and a great diet. But since it's part of your diet, ideally, you want to mix the fourth meal. You actually want all of your meals part of the drive-through diet. Which means you never leave your car and you just stuff your face and don't do anything.
Yeah, why do they call that? You can't get inside. They're like, can't you read?
Yeah, you can call it like the.
I don't have a car.
They could call
the Neflin getting fat. That's probably.
But how am I supposed to?
You don't need a diet. You walk everywhere.
This to me though is like the Mach 3 shit quattro, Gillette Fusion battle where the next step seems so obvious.
The
fifth meal. There you go. McDonald's.
At
2 fifth
in the morning.
Meal.
It's like, are you stoned or out of microwavable food? Is the CVS in your area?
Have
closed?
You not eaten for almost 2 hours?
Did you just take like a fat bong rip and then forget where you were and then remember you were hungry?
You're gonna love my nuts.
Did you wake up in a field and the only thing you could see was the golden arches over the over the tree line?
Wake up in your eyes and all you have is this useless fruit.
Well, you can use that food, trade it to a homeless person for his change, and then come buy Dollar Menu.
Fifth meal.
What if you could bring in? It's like if you bring in, they'll like label their wrappers for each day with like a serial number, and if you got like five of the, or like four of the same burger, you bring in the wrappers, you get like a fifth one free. That'd be great.
They would go out of business.
Nutrition is
supreme.
It's healthy. To eat 5 meals a day.
Do you know what I don't know what their profit margin is per burger, but if you buy four get one free.
Yeah.
The people who care to remember that or do that to their bodies.
I know that they...
How many people are going to start that? They're like, yeah, I'll do... They'll like, oh, I'm going to do it today. And then they'll do two, and then they'll like... Oh,
they should change the wrapper color for every day.
Yeah.
So it's these are fucking green wrappers. Like, I'm sorry, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, or it's like if you started at 4 p.m, you do 4 by midnight, and then midnight rolls around, it's like, sorry.
You guys, I need to come clean with something on the podcast. Do you guys ever go to Tokenique? Mm-hmm. Pete, yeah. And I think they did this at some of the other elementary schools. They had this thing called the Blue Dot Special.
Oh, I remember that.
And if you got the lunch tray that had the blue dot on the bottom of it, you would get a free ice cream.
Yeah. I got it a couple times.
I got that every fucking time.
They didn't.
I would check the bottom of the trays and then insert myself in line where a blue dot would, and like obviously the ice cream sandwich would then come to me. I was like, no, man, you can totally front cut. Like, I already checked all the fucking, I'd be like, does anyone want to front cut me? I need,
ice
cream.
Obviously counting.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, one, like visibly,
no, I knew
like
it was like every
Yeah, you're lucky like the lunchroom like bouncers didn't pick you up on like the cameras.
I was at home school.
We'd like to comp your room.
We didn't get the blue dot special, but we did get, all right, one day they were serving, it was like diced chicken.
Oh!
And
the chicken is fucking delicious.
Andrew Nice Clay, please.
Andrew Nice Chicken.
Andrew Nice Clay really appreciates his food.
I love the way you bring the flavors together.
Wash it down with a Baja Blast.
So it looked like wet cat food, if you've ever really seen it, or dog food or whatever it was. It was like diced thing in gravy.
Glenn's eating.
Kind of thing. Glenn has.
Glenn's Fancy Feast.
I'm going to post Glenn's Fancy Feast.
I'm eating it now.
It's true. And
Nick offered me $10 to eat cat food, and took me like 30 seconds to like warm up to eat it, actually. And then I like after that one bite, I couldn't even swallow it. It tasted like a disgusting meat hockey puck.
I got everything I wanted. I got everything I wanted. My friends ate cat food, and then I didn't have to pay them because they didn't finish it.
What do you think a man animal would like to eat?
Cat food. I had to eat a whole, like, there's no way I was going to eat, like, a whole tin for $10. Like, there's no way I could have powered that
down. I know, but it was just enough money to be enticed. It's like, yeah, what? It's meat. How bad could it be? But
it was bad. It was really bad. It was bad. Don't eat the cat food.
So one day they were serving that, and they had just started those Baggin' Strips commercials where the dog yells, "It's bacon."
It is, yeah.
And so I just started yelling at it. Being the comedian that I was in fifth grade, I started saying that it was like dog food. I was like, "Don't touch it. It's dog food. It's bacon." Like
a lot of Nick's best material came out of fifth grade.
I haven't evolved much past there, but
yeah, he kept a notebook and he just roots through that as a joke index.
This infuriated the lunch ladies enough.
Oh,
that
God.
they brought out like a tub of it and a bunch of fruit roll ups, and they were like, anyone who actually tries this gets a free fruit roll up. So of course everyone made a big even though they probably it was probably fine. Everyone who took a bite made a big show of how horrible it was.
Really?
Yeah. Oh yeah. And everyone got free fruit roll ups.
Was it really bad?
I didn't try it.
Why?
I don't need a fruit roll up that badly.
You weren't in advance. I don't really like fruit roll ups. I would have been like, ooh, disgusting pile of slime
I'm
that
not
they're like
be
trying to get me to eat. I will definitely eat that.
I'm not gonna be a marionette puppet.
It's not gonna
to them.
Poison you. They'll lose their jobs.
I'm playing right into their hands. I wasn't worried about the food. I'm just like, no, I'm not gonna like, oh, you tricked me into like expanding my horizons. Fuck you. I'm gonna like,
I'm
screw
not
myself
about
over
like,
to be even
I would
more
be
bitter.
Like, oh, it's terrible. It's actually dog food. And I would keep eating it and be like, and then, why am I doing this?
And then like
this
throw up into the
yeah, exactly into the Oort report.
The Oort report,
baby.
So we need to give Pete another one of these. Don't
oh
we?
Shit! I forgot what we were doing.
I'm gonna give you. All right.
I'm sure all of you were
dying.
Should
I give him Panama, the Van Halen special?
Panama. No, that's bullshit.
I know.
Panama.
No, it's in the middle of the song.
Panama.
No, that's bullshit. Is that a lyric? No, that's bullshit.
Jump. Give him the jump, and then the capital is Jump City, Nick. That's fucking great.
Running with the devil, where the capital is Running with the Devil City. Hot for teacher and Hot for Teacher City.
Hot for Teacherton.
Hot for Teacherville. How about the Ukraine?
Girls, girls, girls city. What city? What a country?
Ukraine.
Oh, yes. I know this answer.
You do?
Oh, yes.
I
it begins with a K.
Kazakhstan.
Not even close. It is the four words.
Hey, quit fucking with your opponent. You get to wait until you get to yell at him wrestling style, and then he has to apologize to you.
Kargarker.
Really?
City.
Close. He was dangerously close.
Got the first letter right.
No, there was a V in there. He got it.
There was a Glenn.
What is it?
Kiev.
The answer is Kiev.
Oh, you're. Oh.
So that's
I believe I've asserted my geographical dominance.
So next episode we'll do a state
capitals
rematch.
We'll do
Cruising
USA.
We'll do a state capitals rematch. Yeah, Cruising USA.
We need Cruising World today, and then we'll do Cruising USA next time.
Yeah. Okay. Which is in reverse order. Reverse order.
Cruising.
That game was fucking great.
Yeah, dude. I like driving the school bus.
I like Chicago driving under the L.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, the school bus.
But now, so Pete owes you a 30 seconds of wrestler apology.
Wrestler apology.
Of wrestler apology.
Do we have any? Can we play the record?
All right, brother. Let's make this short and sweet.
Hey, if you wanted to lose, you should have done it.
No, I was telling him, let's make this short and sweet.
Oh,
okay.
Now I owe you an apology.
Thanks, Vince McMahon. Now you owe me an apology.
Listen, brother.
When I first challenged you to this duel, I knew that it would be difficult, and I clearly underestimated you. and I've come out here tonight to apologize. You suck! Let it be known that you are a much worthier opponent than I, and you have obviously worked out much more, and you have wanted this belt so bad that the hardcore match will not be necessary. I would love for you to have pinned me on a table, on a car, or anywhere else where you could have feasibly pinned me while a ref was walking by and just happened to notice. You think they would regulate these things better? I'm sure if someone as graceful as you was in charge, that would be a reality. However, I live in a sad, sad universe where I am not you, Thunderman.
Is this where I descend from the rafters and announce that even though the hardcore match is off for Saturday, that he's still challenging you to a ladder match of state capitals? You can fight above the ring.
It's actually a TLC match, table of ladder and
chairs. The hardcore match will no longer be necessary, but however, dog
however, and then you repeat it, and then you kind of glare at him for a while.
That doesn't mean you're superior on a ladder.
And then you drop. You drop the mic for a while, and then...
Dog brother, let me just tell you something, okay? You may be able to whip my ass in the gym. You may be on the juice a little more. But I'll tell you one muscle I got that's bigger than yours, brother. That's my brain, bro. I can pin you in the classroom. I'll pin you down on the teacher's desk. I'll take that apple, and I'll shove it in your mouth so you can't scream. And this is getting a little gay, so yeah.
All right. So any of you listeners who are must be enticed by that. So the ladder
I'll
match.
Take the pencils off the teacher's desk and maybe a letter opener and use it to pry open your asshole, which is clearly very tight because you're a conservative, which is also something I just kind of, I don't know why I'm saying.
Well,
just another observation I made, that your ass is tight.
Ladder match on coming up on episode 84.
I mean, it's not bad. It's a good thing, you know? I mean...
It's the opposite of bad.
What do you use to get the wrinkles out of your unitard? How do you get your glutes so tight? You just please. I mean, I get these weird like wedgies where my ass cheeks meet my hamstrings.
Yeah, and it's weird when the flame/tiger decal on your tights kind of creeps into your ass.
Yeah.
Like that.
So what do you do, that weird thing where you lay on your stomach and, like, kick your leg up kind of like a mule to get your glutes stronger?
Because
I feel like I've just been carrying a lot of weight. I need to lean down in the buttocks.
So you start to do the kick up, but the trick is you got to cough while you do it. This releases the muscles.
It helps if you have a brother to spot you.
Let me just say one thing, though, brother. This is a rule that has nothing to do with my routine, but fiber is God. That's all I'm saying. You know, you got to regulate yourself, dude.
I thought you were bleaching your asshole. I didn't realize it was your pristine diet.
The fiber, the fiber one Indian.
You know
dude,
when you feel bloated?
Descends from the raptors and suplexes both of you.
This is Jamie Lee Curtis, Activia.
That commercial drives me fucking nuts because the entire commercial just has the little guitar thing playing half second.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And it just loops the entire fucking commercial over and over and over again. Over and fucking over again.
Cashy Goleen, great way to start every day. All natural, none of that extra junk. 14 whole fucking grains, brother.
We're getting a lot of sponsorship money for this shit. Now I know why they
Baja Blast. Guzzle it down. Like every other Mountain Dew, you don't know what the flavor is.
It'll blast in one orifice and out the other,
Baja
brother.
Baja Blast is actually the wrestler you're fighting next week.
Bring it on. Code Red is ready. I'll be a Code Red up in this bitch.
Game Fuel doesn't take any of that shit.
But Captain Extreme, the original Mountain Dew guy, comes in.
Fuck you. Captain Surge is going to win out at SummerSlam.
The Jolt is here.
Buku Extreme.
Pepsi One?
Hype Energy!
The Hype Man.
Oh, man. Yeah. All
right, so
where are we at time-wise, Ryan?
We're like at 3 hours or something.
Oh, my God. 34 hours, Ryan?
Fuck.
38 hours.
All right,
okay.
So let's tune in.
I need to get some fucking sleep, you guys. I think I missed class.
Oh, so, yeah, you already failed.
Shit.
Now you have more time to cast.
Okay. Let's keep going, then.
You're in college, though. You know, you stay up all night, and you know, you party, and then you go to class hungover, and it's a big funny thing.
Glenn's already done 8 pumps of coke and fucked six co-eds since we've been
Does Ryan count?
6.5 co-eds.
All right.
I saw Ryan.
So if I bang Ryan twice, that means I've banged a whole dude or a whole chick.
When does a chick cease to be a co-ed?
Yeah, what is a co-ed?
Yeah, I never understood that term, to be honest.
What does the term mean?
Co-ed means co-educational, meaning in terms of, like, you have both genders there, but maybe it only means, like, maybe they're hermaphrodite?
For, like, basically, I've never understood that term co-ed.
All I know is that when I see it
really dumb.
On, like, the info for TV, I click on it.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
All I know is
I read info, and it's like hot college co-eds, and I'm like, all right.
Yeah, I was about to say.
I saw the word co-ed.
All I know is it's, like, my second most searched word on Google after click it or ticket, so I think... I guess we'll call it a night.
Nice work. Yeah, Google good night, everyone.
Yeah, Google co-eds first, though.
All right, stay out of my brain, listeners.